What's going on, world? We are back for what, two more shows after this, and that will pretty much be it. But we have college football today. I am sitting here overlooking a window that is just snow filled right now. We're getting snow in Arkansas. How's it going, boys?
It's going well. We just had about 8 inches dumped on us and got a couple more this weekend. We either get like 8 inches is weird around here. We either get like 3 inches or 3 feet. So it's kind of that in between.
Nick, yeah, it's sunny here. It's sunny and nice here in Ox Hill. We're supposed to get a little bit, excuse me, like tomorrow, but it's like an inch to 2 inches. Basically just turns into ice here. So yeah, nothing bad, but man, guys, I'm nervous. Oh, wow. I'm not gonna lie. I'm in that kind of mood. Poured my first drink just now, so I gotta get mentally prepared.
They canceled school and it didn't start raining until about 2:30. So they are snowing. They totally could have been at school, but we are here to talk about the Orange Bowl. It is nothing but sunny in Miami right now, which I'll be there next weekend. Notre Dame, Nick seems to know a little bit about this team. Penn State, James Franklin can't win the big game. This is a big game. We've kind of joked all throughout the playoffs that Penn State really hasn't had a big game yet. Getting SMU and Boise State, their respective programs, just didn't really hold a fire to the Penn State team. But I think Notre Dame, they're going to play this tight. Nick, I'll start with you here. What are you looking for Notre Dame? What do they need to do to win this game?
They need to be able to run the ball. I know that sounds very simple, but that is the truth. That's Penn State's obviously bread and butter, is just being able to stop the run, put people on long third and downs, and that's where Notre Dame struggles the most. I'm sure you guys are all going to mention Riley Leonard and his passing ability. I was personally fine with what he did last week. I know it was whatever it was, like 80 yards, but he was 17 for 23, and seven of those 17 were either for a touchdown or first downs, and then ran the ball 14 times. And also, you think about it, they were never in danger in the second half. So why put the ball at risk and put it in the air much? So I think that was part of it. But yeah, it's gonna, like, Jeremiah Love, his health. There's been a lot going on this week. I am not very optimistic from what, like, kind of my Notre Dame insiders have said and kind of what I've been hearing, because he was in a sleeve. He was in a leg sleeve before last week, and obviously he got six carries and just didn't look like himself. And then this week was practicing in a knee brace, like at a limited capacity. So I am not very optimistic about what he can do. Luckily, Price as the backup is also an NFL running back, and we know what Riley Leonard can do on the offensive side. Honestly, this could also come down to, like, think of the coordinators in this game. Like, Kolenicki versus Al Golden is going to be a show, I think. And then you look at, you mentioned also, like, Penn State struggles and James Franklin can't win the big game. He's 0-10. This is actually matches up perfect. He's 0-10 against his, like in their last, like, top, I believe, oh, like straight up against their last top 10 matchups. Notre Dame is 10-0 in their last 10 ranked games. So kind of where does that tip things at? And then also, where's the health of, oh, why am I losing his name? The defensive end for Penn
State.
Abdul Carter. That's going to mean a ton too, because if they can't get pressure and they can't stop the run, then Notre Dame kind of, it leans that way. I'll kind of just get my picks out of here. I'm going to take either. So right now, ESPN Bet actually moved the line down to 1 at plus 100 for Notre Dame. So I am either taking that, and also the money line is down to minus 110. So it keeps kind of creeping down. So I haven't touched it yet. I'm going to see if it gets any lower. If it stays at 1 at plus money, I would rather take that than the money line. I'll risk it. If Notre Dame wins by 1, like, and it pushes, so be it. But then I'm also splitting a unit on first half under 23.5, as well as full game under 45.5. I think this looks a lot like what Notre Dame Georgia did last week. And like we mentioned, I think 24-20, and even that might be a little bit high scoring for this, unless you have like a pick six or a kickoff return again. Because you look at what Notre Dame's offense has done, can't trust them lately to really, they're not explosive. They just kind of just get down the field and do what they want. And then Penn State's offense, yeah, looks good again, like on the scoreboard, but they had 17 points outside of those two pick sixes against a Boise State defense that I don't think is very good. And then you also have their quarterback is 55% completion in the playoffs. So I don't trust them either. I don't know if Singleton and Allen are really going to be able to run the ball as much as they want. So I think there's going to be some field goals kicked. I think this stays low scoring in both the first half and full game.
Smitty, what are you thinking?
I knew that was coming. Smitty has refused to bet on Notre Dame the entire year, so it's perfect.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just joking with you. I am on Notre Dame, baby.
Yes,
Let's go. Got it a couple days ago. Minus 120 money line.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Keep betting against it.
I have a big bet with my buddy, too, Dr. Brent. I have a big bet with he has Penn State, big diehard Penn State fan, and I am on Notre Dame here. Now, listen, to be serious here, I think this game, you know, you look at the playoffs so far, 8-0 favorites, 7-1 ATS with the favorites in this. Notre Dame still a favorite in this. I think, like Nick said, it's going to be a very tight game. What team can run the ball? You know, last game, Love and Price only had 58 yards on it on the Iowa Hawkeyes.
No, it's not. That's Navy blue. That's Conway Christian Eagles.
Okay, that was great.
State champion Conway Christian Eagles.
But you know, I think the injury to Love could be a problem. But again, then like Nick said, then you got Carter on defense. So we got to see how he plays here. You know, again, the legs of Leonard, the last game against Georgia really came up big in that. I think he needs to do that again with this. You know, it's going to be one of these games. I think it's going to be tight. It's what, like the breaks, what could happen? A fumble here, like last game, you know, the big kickoff return for Notre Dame really changed, you know, the strip and then the touchdown and the kickoff return, something like that, fluky. Try to limit that stuff. And I think what team can do that and not make the big mistake. I think this is a low scoring game. I think, you know, two very good football teams. I think Notre Dame is a little bit better than Penn State. Again, you got to shut down their two running backs. They were combined for 221 yards against Boise. This is not Boise State's defense. It's a very good defense. Now there was, I know Nick, I put it out to us. There was some rumors about the flu going around with the team, but it sounds like from some people, it's not like any really of the key players or anything like that for Notre Dame. Let's hope not. So tight game. I've been playing the first quarter unders too. I might look at that and maybe do something with that. You know, I'm the teaser king. I might come up with a teaser too, but right now minus 120 Notre Dame. That's my play in a very tight game.
Q?
Yeah, I think I'm just kind of repeating what they all said. I think it's going to be low scoring. Obviously, I think if Notre Dame wants to win, they've got to force Penn State to try and throw the ball. Penn State's receivers are pretty well known to drop passes. But I think offensively, the key for Notre Dame is to stay third and manageable to force Riley Leonard not to have to throw. Like you said, Nick, that probably sounded bad. What I was trying to say was third and manageable, so he has the option to only throw the ball less than 10 yards, potentially run for a first down. That's what he did all last game, and it worked out. If Riley Leonard has to start airing the ball, then Notre Dame's in trouble because I don't think the game on the passing side is quite there, and that would mean that Penn State's scoring kind of at will and Notre Dame's playing catch-up. Abdul Carter, as Smitty mentioned, is a big X factor on the defense. Both defenses align, have been prominent all season long. And, you know, ultimately, if Notre Dame can stay in third and manageable or not even get into third down offensively, they're going to win the game. I have no doubts about their defense.
If I told you that one of these games went over, which one would you say? Ohio State, Texas, or
Texas,
Notre
Ohio
Dame,
State.
Penn State?
Texas,
obviously.
Ohio State.
Because of Ohio State.
Total 53.5. This one's sitting at 45. I think this is going to be a weird game where it kind of like Georgia, Alabama. I think if not all of us, I know Q and I were both on that under. We just thought the defenses would show up. But I have this weird feeling that this game is going to go over. I think we're going to see these offenses good. But if it does go over, I think you've got to favor Penn State here. Drew Aller, like you mentioned, Nick, he hasn't looked impressive yet. He's probably going to be a first round quarterback taken in the NFL. We know that he's got the skill set. I don't know if Notre Dame has faced a quarterback of his caliber. I know that they're good against the rush. The Notre Dame defense is really good. I'm not discrediting that. But I think there's a ton of value on Penn State here as a short dog. I liked it at 2.5. Now it's down to 1. Like you said, even money on the money line. But Ken says Notre Dame has to contain Penn State all-star tight end.
Yeah, and I'll actually put something like just on that, just to answer Ken real quick. I think what they'll do, kind of from what I'm hearing, is Notre Dame trusts their corners. Like, Notre Dame has not had an issue all season putting their – like, they have NFL corners on both sides. They're going to put them on an island because Penn State, as Q mentioned, and I think Smitty mentioned, there's no receivers for Penn State that really scare you. There's no dots in there. Like, there's none of those guys. And then you have Xavier Watts at safety for Notre Dame, who's probably going to be a top 15, 20 pick in the draft this year. So they'll be able to bracket Tyler Warren because, yeah, that's where all of his – that's where all of Aller's yards go. So I think they do need to contain him, and I think there's going to be a lot put on him to kind of do something, and I think Notre Dame will be doubling him most of the game.
And they need to, because that game against Boise State, you know, there was times that it was like third down, and Warren was just walking down the field with no one near him. And it was like, that's who he wants to throw the ball to. Because like Nick just said, and I think I have said it on pre, their wide receivers aren't that scary. Yeah, they had a great touchdown catch against the Boise guy was right there. And again, Warren's just an absolute stud, going to be a first round pick.
Yeah, he'll get also,
yeah. Yeah. But they got to do something there. Got to slow it down. And then I think they'll struggle there.
So I'm kind of torn because I've got those exact props I shared with you guys. Texas versus Notre Dame, 14-1. Notre Dame versus Ohio State, 18-1. Both of those are to win 10 units. I did hedge it. I bet Penn State even money, and I'm thinking about doing it. I don't know. I'm going to watch the first drive. I do think both scripted drives, both offenses are going to have success. I took the over 9.5. I think it's 7-3 at the end of the first quarter. I don't know though. I'm not going to be surprised at all if Penn State, I'm going to air quote, blows them out. I mean, winning by double digits. I just haven't seen enough out of Notre Dame's offense outside of Jeremiah Love to say, oh yeah, I trust them. If this gets into a first team to score 30 points, I'm taking Penn State over Notre Dame to do that. Is Nick frozen or is he just making that face?
No, I'm just like, it's going in one ear and out the other. Just let you go.
Well, we can't all four be on Notre Dame.
I agree. No, I'm fine with it. I can give, do you want some props real quick? I think I found like three, at least on the Notre Dame side. I love Jadarian Price to score a touchdown. It's still plus 145 at Caesars. Like I mentioned, like Jeremiah Love is not healthy, especially. So if he's not healthy and if he gets limited snaps, those limited snaps are going to be in the open field to take most advantage of what he can do, which means Price gets the goal line carries inside the top five. Leonard does too, but his number is like it's just out of range now. I think it's in like the minus 120, 130 range. Not good for touchdowns. Jordan Faison played it last week or mentioned it last week. Over 3.5 receptions. It's juiced to minus 132 this week. Still love it. Like we saw, he is their main target. Whether it's like a wide receiver screen, whether it's a 5-yard slant, 10-yard in route, it's good. Jordan Faison's kind of the guy that gets himself open. And then Riley Leonard rushing attempts. Over 12.5. He had 14 last week, and that was with a healthier Jeremiah Love. I think in a game of this magnitude, we mentioned how close it's going to be. They're going to rely on his legs again. I think 12.5 is just too low.
Q, do you have any bets on this game?
I have Notre Dame money line, and then I took the under 45.5 at minus 112, I believe. 112 or 115, I can't remember what it landed on.
Ken says, when will the what the heck was I thinking moment happen for Franklin? And I agree. I think that's got to be part of your handicap. He's probably going to screw something up.
It happened in the press conference yesterday when he gave him bulletin board material.
Oh, really?
That's good. yeah, when he said, I think all teams should be in a conference. Nothing. I'm not talking about Notre Dame, though, is literally what he said. It's like,
who, I wish he would have said, I wish he would have called Notre Dame out, because well, I think,
like, I don't know what he, like, who else? Yeah. Nobody's dumb. Like, who else is he talking about? New Mexico State? Like, I don't think so.
I agree with him. I don't like the schools that are independents. We all know why Notre Dame is independent. It strictly hinges on that NBC deal, because obviously every other sport for them is an ACC. I think that is asinine. I don't think that should be allowed personally, but to Notre Dame side of it, take the money while you can. It's smart business. I just think for college football, it's a travesty that Notre Dame's not in a conference.
They're also getting $12 million for making the playoffs versus, like, SEC teams, I think, are at 4.1 and ACC's at, like, 2.8 or something. So
I mean, the NCAA allows it. So, like, yeah. I don't hold ill will to Notre Dame for it. I hold ill will to the league for it.
All right. Moving on to the Cotton Bowl. Wait, Todd, did you give out your bets on that last game?
Yeah, I had money line. I had money line minus 120. I did it a couple days ago, and I just plugged in under 21.5 minus 115 for the first half under.
So Marty says Longhorns show their SEC pride and cover the 6. But can the Longhorns win outright? I think Ohio State is finally flexing. You get rid of the whole, oh, we're soft, we're all finesse team, Ryan Day. Yeah, you throw the ball to your NFL wide receivers. That typically works. They really took Oregon to the woodshed. That game was over before it started. I think Ohio State is going to be able to move the ball, even against a daunted Texas defense that honestly hasn't really looked that great. Arizona State put up points against them. I think Ohio State's going to be able to run the ball with Travion Henderson, and my mind just went blank of the Ole Miss transfer. And then the wide receivers, they're going to be able to do what they want. I think Ohio State blows them out, which really plays a larger part in why I'm not fully buying in on Penn State. Because for some odd reason, I feel like the College Football Playoff Committee knows that they got so many things wrong. They're probably praying that there's not a Big Ten versus Big Ten national championship too. You already let the four worst top four seeds get in where they did. Now, granted, Oregon deserved to be one, but we can all agree that their path that they had as the one seed was complete and utter bullshit. Now you've got the potential of having two Big Ten teams in the national championship. One is a heavy – I'm going to call them a heavy favorite at 6, but Penn State, if they sit here and pull this upset over Notre Dame and you get Penn State, Ohio State, I mean, is this not just a – colossal failure for the College Football Playoff Committee in year one of a 12-team playoff?
I don't know if I consider having Penn State, Ohio State for a national championship a failure, because I think the viewer ratings that it would bring, it would be absolutely incredible. But
despite
I understand
already having that game being played in the regular season?
No, I don't think so. It's a rivalry. I mean, that would be like Texas, Oklahoma, would you not take that for a national title just because they played in October? Like, yeah. Talk about, you know, Florida State. Like, there's so many different rivalries that I think would bring huge numbers. Now, I understand what your point. Like, that's obviously not how the committee should have had it set up. And that's, you know, obviously we've said that at length. But I think what that is success by failure. Like, if it lands like that, that's just because of how the teams played, and you take a win out of that. But I don't think that should have been how it played out. Absolutely.
I'm going to post Ken's comment, even though there is a typo here. I believe OSU boat racism. I'm assuming that is boat races. Boat races. And that's coming from a Michigan fan. Hard to say. I agree. I hate Ohio State. But I think they're the best team in the country right now when you look at these top four teams.
Jeremiah Smith might have 200 receiving yards by halftime.
And Marty Lowe, rumors are that John Tyson is ready to press a chicken nugget to cover John Calipari by. Yeah, not looking good in the hoop hog world. But,
nope.
Toddy, what are you doing here with Texas Ohio State? How do you follow that?
We got. I don't know. I don't know. Both of those made me laugh there again. So
yeah, great, I was laughing.
Great comments. Great comments this week. Now, I have not played anything yet on this. You know, this would be, you know, I said a couple minutes ago about a teaser spot, maybe tease the Notre Dame. Sorry, fat fingers. And I know, buddy, that happens.
Being here.
That happens all the time, my friend. I think this is a good spot here with a teaser. Take Ohio State down to like a pick 'em and take that Penn State game up. That might be a good teaser spot. I might do that. But no, you know, like Matt, what you said, this is just a different Ohio State team right now. If they would have done this against Michigan, they would have beat Michigan by 30. I mean, I still don't understand what their game plan against Michigan was. Now, you know, you've seen it now. Now they're getting the ball, like you said, Matt, out to their weapons, which are the two wide receivers. Then that opens up the running game. You know, Will Howard's performing really well right now, not really turning the ball over. Defense is playing pretty solid. You know, it's the best team. When they play to their potential, they're going to, I think, you know, it's not even going to be close. I think that by far they're the best team. So, you know, for Texas, really quick, Ewers just can't turn the ball over. Sometimes he makes unbelievable throws. Other times you're scratching your head and you're going, man, Arch Manning time. So I think this one, I think Q made Smith's just a, you know, superstar, already a superstar, not even one in the making here. I could have a very big game. So I think Ohio State's in good shape. I think they cover. I think they win and they'll be going to the national championship game.
Nick?
Yeah, it's like I mentioned on Jeff Dawson's show on Friday. It's like Ohio State all of a sudden realized after the loss to Michigan, like, hey, we have three NFL wide receivers. How about we start using them? It's like it just came out of nowhere. And now there's rumors going around this week where it's like Brian Day and Chip Kelly were like, oh, well, we know we're going to make it to the playoffs. Let's just get there, and then we will unleash the offense. Like, I think that's a load of bull crap. Like, to be honest, I think that's just one of those things that coaches say to try to save their backs a little bit. I think that was just one of those situations, because I know that's going around a lot. But I think Ohio State's defense is the story here. Like, yeah, that's kind of been the undervalued thing, like, over the past, like, actually the entire year. Like, everybody talks about all the athletes they have, all the skill position players, Will Howard, all that stuff for Ohio State, but nobody's talking about how good this defense is that I believe is, like, third in the country in points allowed. So I actually have Texas's team total under 23.5. Ohio State's only allowed this once this year, and it was to Oregon at Oregon. And I think Oregon's offense, especially back then in October, is way better than Texas is playing right now. And then Texas is also having so many red zone issues, finishing drives. I think they have to end up kicking, even if they do kind of make some drives, I think they end up kicking quite a few field goals. So I'm actually on the
Texas. They can't do that right total. Either.
That's all they can't. Yeah, you're right. They can't do that right either.
They might as well go for fourth down when they're down there, because they got the same shot.
Yeah, I think they will. It's the only question here. So I haven't played a side, though. A little bit in the back of my mind is, does the old Ohio State team, like, does that happen? Will Howard has played the two best games of his life. Like, you can, like, it's such a small sample size from what we've seen from the previous 2 years at Kansas State, and then what we saw from him the entire season this year, and then all of a sudden, like, the last two games, he's just been an NFL-type quarterback all of a sudden. So it's a little bit too risky for me. Like, if I was going to be on a side, it's Ohio State or nothing. I don't think I could be on Texas. I am on the Texas team total under.
Q. Sean's late.
Yeah, wow. He's the first one in here.
Yeah.
Sean's probably winning money on the horses today. Keep doing it, Sean.
I'm going to go with Catron Allen, anytime touchdown scorer in Penn State game, plus 106.
I think Riley, what's
Jeremiah Riley Love Leonard, eating money?
Get down on the goal line. Tell me he's not going through, you know, put tush push. Yeah.
Jeremiah Love, no. Jadarian Price, yes.
I think Leonard again.
You think Price could get one? Not Love.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, because Jeremiah Love, with his leg banged up, I think if he, like, the carries he gets will be in the open field where they can kind of take advantage of him, and the goal line will be Jadarian Price and Leonard.
They're going to try to stretch Love to a potential title game.
Yeah.
So we've got some look ahead lines here. Notre Dame versus Texas. The line would be Texas minus 1.5. Penn State, Texas. Texas would be favored by 3.5. That's shocking. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Ohio State would be favored by 7.5. And if it's Ohio State, Penn State, Ohio State minus 9.5.
I mean, I think that one's probably pretty accurate.
I mean, if you let Vegas pick it, they're going to say Notre Dame, Texas would be the best closest margin.
But yeah, I actually like what Chris Felica, the Bear, was talking on his podcast. Maybe the bet to make this week might actually be like the MVP of that championship game. If you think it's Ohio State, like their number, because you mentioned like their odds to win aren't great right now. Like I think it's like -120, but yeah, win the national championship, which is not good. But like Will Howard, I think was +350, and then who was the receiver? Just
went Jeremiah Smith.
Jeremiah Smith is like +550 or +600. So it's one of those things where it's like maybe you go that way and try to take the MVP of that game if you think Ohio State's going to win it right now, because those numbers are going to change a ton if they beat Texas.
Well, we just lost Q.
Anyways,
that pretty much wrapped it up. Any other best bets, anything y'all want to cover here? You looking at anything futures market wise? I know you said Ohio State. There's basically no value in betting them. But judging by these lines, if it's Ohio State in the national championship, they're going to be anywhere between a -360 and -345 money line favorite, which there's no value in betting them there. So if you like them to win it all, maybe -135 isn't a bad bet.
Yeah, I doubled up on Notre Dame yesterday because they were still +950 to win it. I got them at +1300 before the playoff started. So, I mean, obviously a small unit. I think I play like 0.2 on it, just to kind of add something. So a couple small ones there because, like I said, if Notre Dame gets passed, then you're basically looking at a money line of, what did you say it was, 7.5? So you're looking at a money line.
7.5 over Notre Dame, 9.5.
So money line of probably around +240, 250, which is a big difference than I believe it was like 850, like I said. So that's just another feature that I have.
Yeah, if you want a Notre Dame over Ohio State money line, +275 on the Irish.
275,
that's
close.
Yeah. Smitty?
No, I'm gonna look at a couple player props. And I'll post some stuff here. Like I said, I got money line right now on Notre Dame, and I got the first half under. But I'm going to probably do a couple – look at some player props here. And probably for any Notre Dame stuff, I'm going to send it to Nick and get the approval of his 2 cents, yeah. And then I'll post that and everything. So, it should be a good game. Got a good basketball card tonight I'm excited about, and it should be a fun night.
I've got just a few plays. I've got the Penn State money line hedge. That's really not important because you can't get the 18-1, 14-1. Katron Allen, anytime touchdown scorer, yes, +106. I did Jadarian Price, +120, anytime touchdown scorer. And then I took Drew Aller over 199.5 passing yards, -127. I think Penn State can score. I think they'll be able to score against this Notre Dame defense. Kind of like USC did. I think Maeva put up 380 passing yards. They put up 35 points. I don't know. This feels weird. It could completely backfire, but I think this is an over. I think we're going to get into a track meet. But I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong many other times. I want to thank my wife for running and grabbing my old Penn State shirt. I texted her to run and get it, and she quite literally did run across the house to get it. So, Q, your reboot is going to happen right about the time that we're signing off. But for Q, Nick, and Smitty, I'm Matt Grissom. Thanks for tuning in. We will be back for the recap / preview show of the national championship sometime next week. Until then, good luck. Cash some tickets. We'll see you next time.